We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
News Radio 930 WBEN.
Donald Trump is a man who loves to be admired and respected, like many. Who doesn't?
Past Stormy Daniels.
Well, he really... When do we can't go 20 minutes on this network without Stormy Daniels.
It's Tom Bowerly.
He's got a real problem, folks.
And David Bellavia.
No, I appreciate that more than you know. And speaking of swamp.
It's Bowerly and Bellavia.
Absolutely no credibility to begin speaking further.
On News Radio 930 WBEN.
And I want to play some real quick audio from Ryan Burrow, ABC News. This Missouri duck boat accident yesterday, 17 bodies recovered. Just an absolute tragedy.
Missouri State Highway Patrol Sergeant Jason Pace confirms divers found and pulled the remaining four bodies from the water, bringing the total killed to 17. While officials have not identified the dead, we do know they include children, elderly people, and the driver of the duck boat. There were 31 people on board, including two crew members. The captain of the boat did survive. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
Well, you know, we heard that story, and I'm sure all our thoughts and prayers, the youngest victim, 1 year old, the oldest was 70. Mike McQueen joins us from Star 102.5, and I was told that, you know, you have been on this tour before, Mike, and how crazy is that entire, I mean, first of all, these duck boats, just explain real quick, you've got family in Branson, Missouri.
And son-in-law lived there for about 3 years, and during that period of time, about 5 years ago, we were traveling back and forth visiting them, and on our visits, three, four times a year, we got to do all the touristy things that go on in Branson. Branson is a big tourist destination,
right?
You know, big music, entertainment, theater. My daughter and son-in-law worked for one of the major theaters there, and so we took the duck boat tour on one of those trips. And it was such a, you know, a great experience. It was, it is a wonderful family experience. Families take this tour. And when the news broke this morning while I'm doing traffic at Channel 4, I was just stunned. I couldn't believe what I was watching, the videos from the storm that blew up out of nowhere over Table Rock Lake.
So Mike McQueen joins us from Star 102.5, and I just kind of want to get an idea of, you know, these duck boats that we're talking about. This company, there have been 36 fatalities that this company has had since 1999.
Wow.
And this appears to be, you were describing it as almost a hybrid of a military amphibious vehicle.
Exactly. So they describe it as such on the tour, that these are reconfigured old-style military amphibious boats that they've turned into tour duck boats. And for the most part, the tour is on land. It leaves, you know, the downtown section of Branson, the main drag of Branson, makes its way up into the Ozarks, just outside of the outskirts of the city. And then you go down the steep incline toward Table Rock Lake, which is this huge Ozark Mountain lake.
And that is the lake where yesterday 17 people were killed. And you had mentioned that, you know, nine people from one family.
Just saw that break on social media just a few minutes ago, that apparently nine of the 17 victims are all members of one family. Just a tragedy.
Majority of these accidents on these duck boats since 1999 have actually occurred on land. And you've been on this tour.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I wanted to ask you was, did you have any sort of life preserver on?
What they do when you sign up, and obviously you go through the process, you buy your tickets, and you know, they greet you, and then they talk to you, and they do a safety speech, you know, a rundown of what to expect during the tour, and what to do in the event of an emergency. They point out where the life vests are on board these vehicles, but you don't wear them during the tour. Again, I mean, that's a matter of debate whether you should have them on the whole time, but you're on land almost the whole time, except for that, you know, short spin out onto Table Rock Lake. They're on board the vessel up above you, as I recall. We were searching through pictures. You know what happens when you change cell phones over and over again.
Right,
you start
to
lose pictures. But we were able to determine through memory and through a couple of pictures that my daughter had that they're up above you. They point them out to you, but you don't wear them.
And so if you got in this duck boat and it was choppy waters, would you have made the decision that this is not a boat you want to be in if the conditions were 60 mile an hour?
David, I can't swim a lick, so I would never get on anything that's choppy. Although, I shouldn't say never. I was on a cruise ship once that went through a low pressure system, they called it, with 25-foot waves. You know, but
if that's low, I don't want to see high.
But out there, I mean, it's usually such a gorgeous thing, you know, the Table Rock Lake is, you know, again, nestled in the Ozarks. When the sun's out, it's just this beautiful trip. It'd be like going out on Lake Erie, you know.
Never would expect
something like that to happen.
Mike McQueen from Star 102.5, thank you so much for
You're
sharing
welcome.
That with us.
Thoughts and prayers to all the victims, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And thanks so much for sharing that. Gives us such insight into this entire tour, this national story. 17 people killed in a duck boat accident. 60-mile-an-hour winds. They were warned at 6:30 yesterday that there was a pressure system coming in. They still went on the waters at 7, and disaster occurred. And we found out one of our own family, in our work family here, had gone on the tour. It was so crazy. And by the way, that information was told to me that you were on the boat yesterday.
Initially, they frightened you, did they?
Yeah, I had a bit of a heart attack. Needed some comfort food myself. Mike, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Dave. Star 102.5. You can also hear him on WIVB. We're also joined on the live line by Captain Ronaldo from the Buffalo Police Department. Sir, thank you so much for being patient. Appreciate that.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, so today we had a situation this afternoon about an hour ago with the Buffalo Police Department, which appears to be, first of all, situation is 100% in control right now. There's nothing to be alarmed with civilians in the area.
Correct. The situation has come to a conclusion.
It appears that a 34-year-old white male had a shotgun, was in a home it appeared to be a hostage situation. Can you confirm that there were shots fired inside the home?
Yes. So our officers responded to a 911 call for a suicidal male at approximately 2:30 p.m. at an address at 660 McKinley Parkway. When officers arrived, they could hear a commotion inside the house. They heard two shots fired. At that time, they requested the assistance of our SWAT and crisis management team. And while those units were en route, the subject and a female did exit the side door of the house. The female and the subject appeared to be struggling over the shotgun that he was carrying. And at one point during the struggle, the suspect's gun appeared to have went off. At that point, you know, our officers had no choice but to attempt to stop the threat from the suspect, and he was shot. Our ambulance crew was immediately on scene. He was taken to ECMC, where he's currently in surgery.
Yeah, it sounds like absolutely no choice. The officers on the scene, they have a you know, we hear all these Monday morning quarterbacks of what the officer should do in a situation like that. That escalated very quickly. They made a decision. As far as this investigation goes, that round that was fired, whether it was fired in the direction of the officer, into the ground, into the air, people could have been injured. Things changed dramatically when that shotgun went off outside.
Well, absolutely. You had a female who was attempting, it appears at this point, to try and disarm the suspect. She was not successful, and as the gun was being wrestled, it was definitely pointed at the officers. We know from witnesses that our officers repeatedly kept screaming at the suspect to drop the gun. He refused those requests, and again, you know, our officer had no other option at that point other than to try and stop this threat. He was clearly armed with a lethal weapon, and there was really no other option at that point for the officer. You know, we've contacted the Erie County DA's office. We have our internal investigation started already, as well as our homicide squad. But again, you know, I think the officers did an excellent job seeing to it that nobody else got hurt in the situation.
So speaking to Captain Ronaldo from the Buffalo Police Department, talking about the situation that occurred in Como, the area. Is the area still with police presence? Are people in the community able to travel, or is there still an investigation going on in that area?
Yeah, the area, McKinley Parkway, is definitely closed down to traffic as is part of Como, so I would ask people to avoid the area at all possible. I anticipate that our crime scene unit and officers will be there for quite some time, still processing the scene. We obviously have a scene not only outside the house, but as well as inside, so it will be probably into the later evening before that area is opened back up.
And can we hear if there's any of the officers were injured at all? It appears that they're safe?
Yeah, correct. We don't have any officers injured. We have one officer that is going to East CMC just to get checked out. But thankfully, none of the officers or bystanders were hurt. And, again, just it's one of those calls that nobody wants to have to answer. But when they come out and you have a suspect armed with a shotgun firing rounds, you know, there's very little options left at that point.
Could you comment, Captain Ronaldo, on the injuries of the officer? What was that involved in the scuffle, or was there debris? Or
Just being evaluated is kind of our standard operating procedure. Anytime officers involved in a critical incident, not only for physical as well as, you know, their emotional well-being, we have them tended to, and just standard operating procedure for us.
And as far as this suspect, he's in surgery right now. Is he out of surgery, or?
He's still in surgery, is my understanding. He was rushed from the scene, but with a police escort to ECMC, and he was brought in and immediately brought into surgery.
All right, Captain Ronaldo, thank you so much. Is there anything we haven't covered?
No, I think that's it for now. If we have any other further information we can release, we will at a later time.
Thank you so much for your time, sir. Captain Ronaldo, the Buffalo Police Department. It's a tough job, and every time you respond to a call, you have no idea what is going to happen. And I'll tell you, hats off.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that. Buffalo Police Department, Captain Ronaldo, giving us an update on what appears to have been a hostage situation. That shots were fired with a 12-gauge shotgun inside of a home. There was a 911 call. Buffalo Police responded to that call. There were shots fired inside of a home. All of a sudden, the suspect comes out with a woman. They start struggling with a 12-gauge shotgun. The 12-gauge shotgun discharges. At that moment, Buffalo Police, this is not a negotiation at that point. This becomes a discharge. It's already two shots have been fired inside. One shot has been fired outside. I don't know what law enforcement, what you have in your backyard, but there's restraint, there's patience, and then there's survivability. And we have to make sure that no one else is injured in the community, that this hostage doesn't lose her life, and these, Buffalo police officers don't get hurt. They made a quick decision that was actually forced upon them by this alleged suspect's actions. They engaged the suspect. He was injured. Interesting that they immediately got him into an ambulance, so that would mean that the ambulance was already staged in preparation. Again, we talk about all the preparation that goes into these types of situations. When that 911 call came out for a potential hostage situation, they didn't just respond with officers. They also brought what appears to be, some sort of, or at least the ambulance was there to take him quickly to ECMC with police escort. An officer also went to be checked out. Captain Ronaldo says that just is standard operating procedure. When anything like this happens, you want to make sure that everyone is fine psychologically, emotionally, physically, all that good stuff. But Captain Ronaldo, kind enough to join us and give us an update. No officers have been injured. The suspect is in surgery right now. We have no updates. Captain Ronaldo, kind enough to join us on the live line, on the hotline, I should say. Well, we started with Mike McQueen from Star 102.5. He was actually on that tour in Missouri yesterday that killed 17 people. 9 people from one family died in that. I mean, I don't even know. There were 31 people on the boat. 9 are from one family, the youngest being 1 year old, the oldest being 70. But Mike McQueen from Star 102.5 giving us such, where are you going to get that information? Unless you've been on the boat tour yourself. These duck boats are basically, old amphibious military vessels. Majority of that tour, according to Mike, is on the ground. You're driving around on the ground, and the very short part of it, it goes into this Table Rock Lake. It's a steep incline, and in Missouri, outside of Branson, Missouri, And there was a weather warning that came out at 6:30 local time in Branson that said that there was going to be severe wind gusts up to 60 miles an hour. This accident occurred just after 7 p.m., right after the show ended yesterday is when the accident occurred. And there's a video out there of people, I don't know if they're on a boat or if they're on a restaurant or at the shore, but a gentleman, you could see a reflection off the window as he's filming this with his smartphone. And again, I don't think they're filming it because they think a disaster is going to happen. There's multiple duck boats when you look at the video. One of them gets away. The other one, you could just see its bow is just literally taken in water. And then, of course, it capsizes. And when we asked Mike McQueen from Star 102.5, you know, to give us where are the life jackets on this thing, you know, Mike said they're above your head. And if the boat turns upside down and water starts coming in, he can't swim. You know, you don't go on that because you're expecting to tread water in 40 feet of water in a very dark body of water in Table Rock Lake. So Mike McQueen was kind enough to sit down and join us from Star 102.5 to talk about the Missouri boat disaster yesterday. And then Captain Jeff Rinaldo came on for the Buffalo News or from the Buffalo Police Department to give us an update on the Buffalo officer involved shooting. It appears a hostage situation that went completely out of control. A guy discharged a shotgun two times inside of a house. He then brought the hostage victim outside. They started wrestling with the 12 gauge. A round was discharged. Buffalo police, no option at that point. A round has been discharged, and you know, innocence can. Let me put it this way: Buffalo police would have a different press conference if they allowed a guy with a shotgun to kill two people and not, you know, step in and end that situation. The Buffalo Police Department ended the situation professionally and without hurting any civilians. That suspect is in surgery at ECMC, and we'll give you updates as they come. But Captain Rinaldo, kind enough to join us. Once again, violating my Hootie and the Blowfish rule. But Phil Kennedy, thank you for that. And Sean Murphy and Tom Puckett, Alan, everyone here. We had that was a busy half hour right there. We had Captain Rinaldo from the Buffalo Police Department. We did an update on the Missouri duck boat situation with our own Mike McQueen from Star 102.5, who went on that tour like 5 years ago, gave us all the insides of, you know, the fact that, you know, why not just put everyone in life jackets? What's the deal? It's not really the water part of that tour is the smallest part. It's on land. It's an amphibious boat, a former, you know, military boat. And now we got this Caputo National News again over this Sherry Jacobus. She's a writer for the USA Today and The Hill, by the way. The USA Today has fired Sherry Jacobus for what I consider. Look, there's Caputo is no amateur when it comes to this stuff. Okay, this is a guy who has been in every trench for the last 25 years. He is no problems throwing mud, taking mud. Roger Stone, Michael Caputo, they've been doing this all over the world. Okay, and all of the allegations that are being made against Michael Caputo for working with Russia, again, there's nothing that has ever been hidden from the biography. Michael Caputo, when the American government wanted to bring Rock the Vote post-Soviet Union collapse in the United States, it was the Clinton administration that sent people like Michael Caputo to Russia to help a guy named Boris Yeltsin. Not Vlad Putin, but Boris Yeltsin. There was a concerted effort by the American administration at that time, Bill Clinton, at the end of the George H.W. Bush tenure as president, Russia collapse, you know, the Soviet Union has collapsed, and they're trying to bring in a democracy, bring in American politicos to make sure that Yeltsin is their guy. They wanted Yeltsin to be the representative. That's what Caputo did in Russia, right? Well, now Caputo's been involved in every Republican running for president. It's not that Trump, there's a special relationship with Trump because he was part of the group that wanted Trump to run for governor in New York, and they had that relationship. He was a part of the campaign. He was not the campaign manager. He wasn't running anything having to do with outside groups. All of this stuff is just, hey, you have been in Russia. Hey, you married a person who, by the way, she's Ukrainian, neither here nor there. Let's not get into the facts. But again, I'm close with Michael. I know his family, and I also know the way Caputo operates. All right, Caputo is a black mamba. All right, you mess with Caputo, you're going to get the fangs. Absolutely. And he's got a long, this is what he does. He rolls in it, he throws it, and he's got a pretty thick alligator hide. But what Cherry Jacobus has done on Twitter in a public forum is one of the most repugnant things. I don't care if you're a, if she was just a normal person on Twitter, it's inexcusable. She should lose her Twitter privileges and her blue check mark just for the things that she said. But the idea that she's continuing to write for the USA Today and The Hill is really without, I don't know how anyone can consider that to be. In a world where James Gunn is being fired from a movie for comments that he made 10 years ago, Cherry should have no employment for comments that she's made 6 minutes ago. This is not over. She's continuing to go after family, friends. Let me just play a little bit of what Michael Caputo was talking about today. He spoke with our very own Tom Puckett, and here is a little bit of Michael Caputo.
Cherry decided that it was important to talk about her, how my children should be raped. And these kinds of comments are unacceptable. USA Today and The Hill newspaper have both fired her over it.
And now The Hill has fired her over it as well. So it's not just the USA Today. And here's basically the story. If you want to know what was said, you could look it up yourself, or you could just listen to me. What Caputo was doing, if you follow Caputo on Twitter, he does this with a lot of people. He's getting attacked constantly. Every other day, there's another person throwing a barb. You're going to jail. You're a communist. You're a KGB guy, right? So he fires back with, you're a bot or you're not real or whatever the case may be. With Cherry, his comeback was a hashtag bitter, childless, and alone, which I think is, At least he's firing back. It was above the belt at that point. She's attacking him relentlessly. Now, she starts making attacks about Caputo's daughters. Now, we're not talking about Caputo's 32-year-old daughters. We're not talking about Caputo's married daughters with children. We're talking about Caputo's under 18, under 15. We're talking about Caputo's 8-year-old daughters. He has these are not adults. These are minors. These are girls that aren't even in some of the two youngest ones. Barely the youngest one's not in school, but the middle child is, she's what, kindergarten? You're going after kindergarten daughters, children? I mean, this is absolutely repugnant. To me, the tweet that was over the top was, quote, are your daughters, ugly like you are? Can Trump use them at the Epstein parties so they can survive when you're broke, bitter, alone in prison for treason? This, of course, is the guy that was connected to the Clinton, Bill Clinton. This was a millionaire billionaire who was accused of pedophilia, convicted of charges connected to that, essentially saying, are you going to prostitute your daughters to a pedophile? I mean, that's so outside of the bounds of just rash. Like, that you would never say that to anyone. If I was having a conversation with you and you brought my kids up and you said that my kids should be abused by a pedophile, I mean, you're not leaving with teeth. I mean, what person would believe that is par for the course? And if you want to know, and by the way, this was she's now a former Republican because no one's going to give her work. Her career is over, as it should be. I mean, but now she's on Twitter attacking Caputo more, talking about how Caputo is somehow connected to this madam. What, Robert Mueller has just subpoenaed a madam in New York. She's connected, of course, to the Elliot Spitzer situation. Somehow Robert Mueller is going to say that Caputo and Stone working with this madam somehow put Elliot Spitzer in a situation where he had to buy a prostitute. I don't even know where this is going. I thought this was about Russia collusion. Now we're talking about Caputo's daughters. Now we're talking about, my friends, we've talked about this how many times? we talk about guns and we talk about mental health issues. Any person, Whoopi Goldberg went crazy on Jeanine Pirro on The View, kicked her off the set, told her to F off, horrible stuff, right? This is a part of the mental health crisis in the United States. I mean, we talk about it when it's a gun, when it's a guy with a gun and shoots up a school or a kid grabs a gun. And we talk about mental health issues. There is absolutely no place in any discourse where you are attacking someone's children. I don't care. You know what? Poland Cars and Mihailu, that is going to be one of the bloodiest battles Erie County have seen in a very long time. Probably got to go back to Collins and Poland Cars to get something. This year is going to be a very bitter, it's going to be a bloody sort of political slugfest. But at no time will Mark Poland Cars or Stefan Mihailu talk about each other's children, because these are grown men, these are professionals, and these are honorable people. Okay, they're not going to go to that level. And if they do, they should be ashamed. No one should ever vote for a candidate, for a person that uses children, makes comments about children's appearances. And by the way, Caputo's daughters are absolutely gorgeous. Caputo's wife is a beautiful. I mean, it's not cruel. It's out of line. And honestly, I'm not a big fan of blacklisting people. You know, you're accused of being a communist. But if you're not going to play within the realm of decency, that is what blacklisting and shaming is all about. If you're going to go after, you know, a guy like Alan Badenko, he's a liberal. We don't see the world the same way. There is absolutely never a time to go after any. I don't care where the guy works. I don't care what his family is doing. This has nothing to do with discourse. This is about social media terrorism is what this is. When you are taking underage children, and I don't care what their politics are. If it was Caputo going after her children, it would be the same conversation. No one should employ someone who is going to use their platform to slander or use their platform to wish something could happen to someone when you have underage children. And now you're sitting there thinking, how do you defend yourself against this? Here's a woman who has a column in the USA Today in The Hill. She has the power to throw his name out there. He can only respond on Twitter. That's all he could do. He can lawyer up and sue her. But what do you do when you're using your platform to attack someone personally? And the other thing is that, you know, Sherry is upset. If you go to her Twitter page, you see this. She doesn't know how to screenshot, evidently. So she took a photo of a monitor. But she's taking a photo of her monitor to show that Trump offered her a communications director position when he was running for president. And by the way, for the record, Sherry is very interested in that job. Here's the thing. You don't see that. He's not offering her a job. What he's saying is, are you available for an interview? We're looking for a world-class communications director. Sure, what time? I'd love to. And he's like, well, LaGuardia's got a backup, but I could meet with you and have dinner with you. Now, she claims she was offered the job. And she uses this screenshot as an example of them offering her the job. They're not offering her anything. They want to interview her. Maybe she's good for the job. Maybe she isn't. Well, turns out she wasn't good for the job because she didn't get the job. And all Caputo did was mention, you hate Trump because you didn't get a job as the communications director. And by the way, you were all Team Trump until they said, we don't want you. In retrospect, they made the right decision. This is a person who's obviously off her rocker if she's going after underage children and wishing that they're attacked by a pedophile. I mean, it's some of the most ridiculous stuff I've ever. I mean, I don't think anyone has ever seen this before. It's more Caputo.
I think she's attacking my wife and children just for the same reason she attacks the wife and children of anybody associated with Donald Trump. She's mentally deranged. She has an emotional problem, one that can only be really addressed by medical personnel.
Well, again, you know, there's Caputo putting on his psychoanalyst hat. But there are times when you could look at, well, you know, Caputo plays in this arena, and this is what happens when you play in that arena. There is absolutely nobody on the Democratic side. And you know, I don't know how Zellner got involved. I really don't know the whole idea of how the Erie County Democratic Party got involved or this other website that, that pushes a bunch of nonsense. I don't believe that there's anyone in Western New York on any side of the aisle that would condone, support, or even nurture such attacks. And if there are, they need to be made famous because there's no call for that at all. Listen, I am 180 degrees in the opposite of the way I see the world, as the way Mark Poloncarz sees the world. That is 100% uncalled for. You know, a lot of people on the text board, 30930, also want to remind you, top of the hour, we're going to be going back to that cash code word at 6 o'clock. You want to text that word to 72881, and your chance to win $1,000. A lot of people writing in about these duck boats. We talked with Mike McQueen about the duck boat in Branson, Missouri. He actually, from Star 102.5, he went on that boat a couple years ago. Rick in Lancaster is saying that these duck, they're trucks, and they're a modification. It's an amphibious vehicle. It's a modification of a World War II. It's a deuce and a half, which I did not know. And the other person wrote in that the duck boat was based on the Army's two and a half, basically the deuce and a half truck. It was used widely in World War II. It was in heavy use in the Normandy invasion, and many sank because of high seas and overloading. It's a problem, and one of the problems that we saw yesterday. What is odd, though, is that of the 36 people who have been killed in these duck boats across the country since 1999, a good chunk of those fatalities occurred on the ground, not in the water, but actually, you know, accidents that happened for these vehicles that were driving down the street. A lot of people commenting about the Caputo situation with this journalist. Just one of the, it's uncalled for. It's uncalled for, and I don't believe that. Again, I don't know the information. I don't know what website is involved. I believe in my heart that there is not a Democrat in Buffalo, New York, in Western New York, that would ever go to that level. As much as they hate Chris Collins, as much as they hate whoever, that they would not ever go to that level. And if they're telling us that they're not a part of this and they're not spreading this, you know, you got to take these people at their word. I mean, this isn't. If we live in the world that it's us versus them and it's full war and we're going after kids and wives and everything, I don't want that. I don't want to live in that world. I really don't. I mean, it's 100% uncalled for. By the way, Chelsea Clinton, I mean, Wayne's World has to apologize to 12-year-old Chelsea Clinton. What are you doing to these girls? What are you doing to these kids? I mean, for you to question what they look like and hope that they get hurt. These are little girls, and they're beautiful little girls. They're kind little girls, and none of them asked for this. None of them asked for this. I've heard more things about Caputo's wife that are some of the most cruel animalistic attack. This is not what a decent, respectable human being does. You stay away from spouses. You stay away from kids. And I'll tell you what, if you roll around with the wrong guy, and you start talking about that stuff, you're opening up the door to things that we don't want. And we're better than this. We're better than this sort of discourse. Hey, real quick, we're going to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about the news of the day. We had a Buffalo officer shooting today. We had that duck accident yesterday. Our topic of the day, which was happy and fun. What the hell happened? It was happy and fun. We're talking about the best day ever. What's the best day ever? Shooting, duck violence, Caputo's being attacked. Pedophilia, daughters, the worst. We're just absolutely, the whole show just unraveled right after. We were like, let's be happy and fun and have a good weekend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.